Hello and welcome to another episode of the Thesis Talks by OIE. Today I'm here with Gore and he will tell me about his master thesis project.
So I'm sitting here with Gore and he wrote about, let me see, foreign, I'm having problem with this word.
Foreign.
Yes. See, I'm a foreign, I don't know how to pronounce it. Foreign entrepreneurship in Denmark. And then I think...
What are the challenges that immigrant entrepreneurs face?
So, what is this all about?
I will start maybe with the motivation, why I wanted to go with it.
Motivation is great.
It's quite exciting because it's quite personal as well.
Mm-hmm.
It's related with my family story because my parents are also migrants. They moved from Armenia to Lithuania and then they managed to establish a business. So basically they're immigrant entrepreneurs and the business still works. It's, this year will be 20 years. And when I moved to Denmark, I thought, maybe I could expand it here. Maybe I could organize something myself if they managed to do that. But I wanted to know what are the challenges for the immigrant entrepreneurs in Denmark. And basically this formed the first thought for writing my thesis.
Mm-hmm.
And then of course the academic part, which is super simple. When I researched a little bit more, I realized two things. Number one is that in the last 5 years, there were many, many immigrants coming to Denmark. It's like 100,000 people came within the last 5 years.
Where did they come from?
Different
is there
countries.
A trend?
It's all over? Yeah.
Okay.
There were like 500,000 people in 2015, and now there are 600,000 migrants, foreign nationals in Denmark. And the second thing, that there is not much literature done on this particular topic about foreign entrepreneurship in Denmark.
Mm-hmm.
There were some few papers. It's okay, I would say, but there's nothing about it. So I thought, hey, that could be an interesting way to go through it and just see what will happen and what I will get from the data that I will collect.
Yeah, okay, cool. What is your... I know it has nothing to do with your thesis, but what's the business of your family? What do they do?
We produce Armenian bread lavash.
Okay.
It's a thin bread that you can make wraps and everything. It's 100% natural. It's just wheat flour, water and salt. And we sell it in Lithuania mainly, but we also export it to Spain, France, Germany, US and some other countries. And I'm helping them with that kind of stuff.
Cool. Okay. And is there a trend where most of these people are coming from?
That's another funny thing. No.
No?
I have the most diverse group of interviewees because none of them come from the same country.
Wow. So where are they coming from, for example?
It's like basically six non-EU and six EU. They're Americans, like North America, Mexico, US, Canada. One guy from Chile,
cool.
One girl from Russia, and Norway. Norway is like non-EU, but EU. And also the Europeans like Germany, Latvia, Portugal, France. So basically this country, Norway as well.
Mm-hmm. Then you interviewed them and
mm-hmm.
I guess you have some findings on the challenges.
Yes, they quite well correspond with the literature that I found, but I will not talk about literature. I'll just name the challenges that they name. Basically, it's first of all, it's finding the network to organize the business. So talking with people, relevant people, meeting people, it is quite important for them. Especially in Denmark, where everything more or less network-driven.
Mm-hmm.
The other thing is the finances. Copenhagen is quite an expensive city to be. So some of them are taking part-time job to sustain themselves and to also at the same time go within the business.
Mm-hmm.
The other thing is regulations. Or more precisely, I would say regulations and Danish language.
I just wrote down language because I have a few
mm-hmm.
assumptions and I wrote down language. Yes.
Yeah, the Danish language covers everything actually.
Yes.
The regulations are mostly like most of the laws are in Danish and they are changing. And some people say they're not updating us. It's far too hard to find out. Sometimes you call somebody, they say one thing. You call somebody else, they say another thing. And in overall, completing with the Danish language is that is the matter of integration, which is a bit of a problem for them. They feel integrated in the international community in Copenhagen, but they don't feel integrated with Danes unless they know the language. There was one girl who lives here for 9 years. She learned the language and she feels perfectly.
So was there any other findings of your thesis, or did you basically interview them, analyze the interviews, and then you came up with 6, 7, I don't know how many challenges? Or was there something else that you that struck your interest throughout this process where you thought, oh, that is actually also very interesting, or that's another aspect of foreign entrepreneurship?
What was quite interesting is this, again, the integration with the international people here in Copenhagen. I discovered that it's basically an, you can't call it an ethnic community, but basically all these people, they share the same language, which is English. They don't care about your ethnicity, and they have this maybe co-ethnic group characteristics, which are, you can come to the people, ask for help, they will share the network, that sometimes maybe provide money, sometimes not. And I would even say that maybe it's a new wave of international people who come here. They and very, it's like very like globalization driven thing, basically like international community within one country where nobody cares about what ethnicity you are.
Yeah,
which is quite interesting, I think, in that perspective. And I think in this case it could be even more research done within this field, maybe in different in other different countries. The other thing, it's also more related, of course, with the literature, but there's no generalized research on particular immigrant entrepreneurship within different fields. Basically, in Europe, it's more or less one particular ethnic group within one particular city or area, which is a bit very specific, you know, and then they generalize for the others. But it just was hard to find something general to see what's what, how it's happening.
Yeah.
In the US, it's different. The US is very immigrant-driven, and it's a completely different environment. EU and Europe is also different, very welfare states and all their laws and regulations. So it was also interesting to discover these differences and make maybe a contribution with a more general research for this particular topic in Denmark.
I was wondering, when I read your topic, why are you only focusing on challenges but not advantages? Was there a reason for it? Or
actually, I have asked my interviewees what are the benefits of doing business in Denmark.
There were none.
No, I've actually asked them. That was also interesting for me. And they basically said that the market is quite small. It's easy to test stuff here. And when you get in, the people kind of, especially if you're hardworking, people tend to help you.
Mm-hmm.
Especially Danes, they tend to share the network, share the contacts, help with the other stuff. It's very international here in Copenhagen. When I talk about Denmark, it's mainly Copenhagen.
I thought so, because I don't think you reach out.
That's a different thing.
Yeah,
it's very also Denmark technological driven, and the education, I think, is the key which attracts foreigners here, because I think 11 out of 12 people that I interviewed came here because of studies.
Okay.
And stay here because of studies.
Yeah, okay.
So it's quite good for Denmark, I believe.
Yeah.
But yeah, I talk about benefits. I don't remember exactly 100% what was there, because I concentrate on challenges, because you still have to solve these challenges. You have to know about those benefits. It's nice to have.
So would you, after your study, because you said you might want to
maybe
get your business
yes.
or your family business to Denmark, is that something that you would still consider, or through your findings you think, oh, it's actually too many challenges, it's too tough?
No.
What are your thoughts after doing this research?
It's Denmark is quite an interesting place to train, to get experience in this field. So since I'm not that experienced in entrepreneurship, I grew up in an entrepreneurial family, and I was growing with all this kind of stuff that they were doing, but they didn't have education in that field. Now, when I have this education, I can combine both things and see if I can try bringing the product to Denmark and see if it works.
Yeah.
If not, then whatever. If yes, cool.
Yeah, yeah.
So I would like to try, of course, after working in some other places to get even more experience.
Okay.
But in the meantime, it would be nice project for myself to try it out, especially now when I'm learning Danish. I think it's possible. I mean, in every country it's possible to make a business. It's just a matter of how much you want it. And if you really, really want to achieve it,
yeah,
it doesn't matter where you're from,
okay,
or what you're doing.
So then I guess the plan for the future is to learn more first.
Mm-hmm.
And then in the future,
yes,
bring the business in.
Yes.
And apply your knowledge from your thesis.
Exactly.
Ooh, but that is so good.
Yes,
okay.
I'm very excited.
So yeah, it was actually worth doing this research.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Nice. Why do you think that entrepreneurship or innovations by immigrants,
mm-hmm,
is important? Or is that more important maybe than from national people?
Most innovations are driven by immigrants.
Why is that?
Because you come to a new country,
mm-hmm,
and you have to survive there.
Mm-hmm.
You have to come up with something new or come up with something that you can make money off or find a niche market. And if you see in the United States, most of the unicorns have at least one immigrant founder, which is quite interesting for me. But the main driven factor is that you have to be smart. You have to know where is what. And if you can make an innovation within that field, then it's perfect for you because you can survive.
Mm-hmm.
Of course, first survival, and then you go further into additional stuff that you're interested in. Because
mm-hmm,
there are so many migrants who have high education within their respective fields. When they come to a new country, they cannot find a job because they don't know the language or they don't know the regulations or how to do particular stuff. So they can use those that education,
or, yeah, mm-hmm,
yeah, and organize a business around it.
Okay, so it's more survival
at the beginning, yes.
Oh, yeah, no, because I thought of the other way around. Like, does it bring certain benefits to the government, and not to the government, but to the country you come into, and you bring new knowledge and you,
oh, yeah,
bring new culture, and
yes,
by starting in an enterprise,
yes,
does that
course
benefit the other people who are already there? Kind of.
Yes, I didn't mention that, but I research also Danish business traits and Danish personality traits,
ah,
as well.
In your thesis?
Yes.
What? But this doesn't really, okay.
It makes sense with the. You as an immigrant entrepreneur, you have to understand how to deal with Danes,
mm-hmm,
how to make business with them. You have to know the cultural specifics that are for Danish, are required
specific
by Danish.
Yeah,
yeah,
mm-hmm,
exactly. And it was also quite interesting for me to see how my interviewers perceive Danes.
So I'm super curious now,
uh-huh,
because I'm also foreign and
yes,
you are foreign. And maybe we don't know many things ourselves about the Danes, I would say. Maybe. How are the Danes?
Oh, they know their stuff.
They know their stuff?
Yes, they know their stuff. If they see that you're hardworking, they will help you. They're quite straightforward. They, in the personal level, they like good humor.
Okay.
Maybe sometimes black humor.
Yeah, black humor.
Yeah,
that's
sarcastic.
Yeah.
But the main thing for the business, I think, that they know their things.
So that means that they're good educated?
They're well, yes, they're well educated. And if you ask specific things that person knows,
yeah,
he will do, and he will share that knowledge with you.
Mm.
They can seem cold, but once you reach and make the connections, they're a bit different. Of course, not everybody perceived like that. There were other opinions, but most of them, they said like something like this.
Mm.
So being open-minded, curious, and not being afraid of talking with them, and then you can reach your goals.
Mm. I'm just wondering if that's not the case for all immigrants.
Yeah.
So be open-minded, because of course there will be a different culture, and of course there will be a different language, and different,
yes,
characteristics.
And as one of interviewees said, to have a success in Denmark, maybe it's to have a success in the world.
Ooh.
So,
but why do you think? Why do you think this? I mean, it's a very nice quote, but if you can make it in Denmark, you can make it in the world. Or,
as I said, it's a very nice test environment.
Okay.
It's a small nation. It's very concentrated in the cities, and they're open for new innovations and technology. So if you can manage to make it in Denmark, I believe you can make it in other places in the world.
Okay. So, and maybe you have then the brand made in Denmark.
Yes.
And that might be a good one as well.
Yes.
Great. Then thank you for your time
thank
and
you
for
well.
Sharing the knowledge and being open.